The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and everyone that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so now once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Rise and shine, 7:30. I thought I would start you out this morning with a little story, just for fun, because everybody likes a story. Okay, so here's a story about a priest from Vietnam who lived in the tumultuous final days of the Vietnam War. His name was Nguyen Van Thuan, professor in the seminary, sharp, sharp mind, very impressive young man, so impressive that he even attracted the attention of the Pope, who named him to be Archbishop of Saigon, a position which, sadly enough, he was never able to serve in because just 6 days after he was named Archbishop, the North Vietnamese came and conquered the city of Saigon. Of course, the good Archbishop was immediately taken into custody and thrown into prison. He would spend a total of 13 years in North Vietnamese prison, or a re-education center, as they euphemistically called it. 13 years in North Vietnamese prison. 9 of those years he spent in solitary confinement. Now, at first, he despaired. Asked himself questions like, "What good can possibly come out of circumstances like these? And why would God abandon me to rot in an enemy prison?" Teetered on the edge of despair when his mind flashed back to the words of the gospel that we just heard. Christ our Lord speaking to his apostles at the Last Supper, the night before he died, told them, "Remain in me, and you will bear much fruit." And so he thought to himself, you know, what I need to do is simply belong to Jesus Christ, heart, mind, and soul, and God will take care of making the best, even out of my very, very sad circumstances. Found great peace in those lines. And what he liked to do when he got the chance was to write down a prayer or a little spiritual thought, a little scraps of paper that he found in his prison cell. Of course, no sooner had he written down a little spiritual thought or a prayer, but the guards came and confiscated his paper. It didn't stop him. He kept writing. The thing he never understood was that they kept transferring him from prison to prison. You know, just one day there'd be a knock at the door. Guards would haul him out of prison, drag him across the country, and throw him into a brand new prison, and they never told him why. He probably was shifted around between a dozen different prison camps all across Vietnam, until one day there was another knock at the door, but this time it was different. This time he was told he was being released from prison and exiled from Vietnam. Couldn't believe his ears. And it was only then that he realized the great good fruit that God the Father had made through all of his years of darkness and imprisonment. Because you remember all those little scraps of paper that he wrote down all across all those years? Guards not only confiscated those scraps of paper, but they read them, and were deeply moved by them, copied them down by hand and gave them to others. And somebody somewhere took all those scraps of paper and compiled them and published them in two books printed around the world. He had evangelized tens of thousands, maybe even millions of people, and he never even knew it, such that every time they sent him to prison, word got out and spread among all the other cell blocks and all the other prisoners. They whispered one to another, "The good Archbishop of Saigon is in jail with us," inspiring them in their faith and undermining all of their communist re-education efforts until they had to eventually throw him out of the country. 2001, Pope John Paul II named Nguyen Van Thuan a cardinal of the church, and now his cause is open for canonization. He's Venerable Nguyen Van Thuan, servant of God. It just goes to show the truth of these words. "Abide in me," Jesus says, "remain in me, and you will bear much fruit." You listen to this gospel here, Jesus speaking to his apostles at the Last Supper, and you know, he repeats himself seven times. Seven times Jesus says, remain in me. And just in case you didn't get the point, remain in me. And after a while, you begin to get the idea that Jesus really wants to tell us something. And that something is to remain in him to bear much fruit. Why is that? Why is that so important? Because, brothers and sisters, we have a limited number of days on this earth. You only have but so many tomorrows. Every night you close your eyes and sleep. That's one less day of the sum total of days that the good Heavenly Father has allowed you to spend here on this earth. That's why it's so important that we become who God created us to be and bear fruit while we have the chance. What does it mean to bear fruit? I can summarize it all just by saying this. Your job is to make it to heaven and to bring as many people along with you as you possibly can. Yeah, ultimately, that's what it means to bear good fruit. We remain in the Lord to do that. So here's the operative question. What does it mean to remain in the Lord? Let's think about that for just a second. What does it mean to remain in the Lord? Well, best I can figure it, it's pretty much like any other human relationship that we have. If you want to have a strong relationship with somebody, three things you need to do, right? First of all, you need to spend time with them. Can't grow close to somebody if you don't spend lots of time with them, can you? No, you can't. Second thing you need to do is you need to do the things that they like, and you need to avoid the things that they don't like. And thirdly, when things go wrong, you need to say you're sorry. Own up to it. Make amends. Well, it's very similar with the Lord. There's three things that we need to do. First thing we need to do, we need to spend time with him in prayer. Now, it's very good of you to be here, all in your places with your bright, shining faces, right? Here at 7:30, but please know this. Coming to Mass is like a refueling station. You can never reduce your whole spiritual life to one little hour in church on a Sunday morning. We got to be at it every single day. Do you pray every day? Yes or yes? Here's hoping the answer is yes. What time do you pray every day. How long do you spend in prayer every day? You should have quick answers at the ready. You should. It should be that much part of your life. Spend time with the Lord every day in prayer. You can't know Him otherwise. And secondly, we want to do the things that the Lord loves and avoid the things that He doesn't. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Now, that means letting the Lord be your light. Doesn't mean you don't stumble, doesn't mean you don't fall. The book of Proverbs says the just man falls 7 times a day. Well, that's why the word forgiveness is on every other page of the New Testament, right? You stumble, you fall, you get up again. But here's what you don't do. You don't tell yourself good is evil and evil is good. You don't live your life by the standards of the secular world. You live your life by the standards of Jesus Christ and His true magisterium, taught by the church and exemplified in the lives of the saints. Judge the world by the standards of God. Don't judge God by the standards of this world. That's what it means to keep His commandments. And it means you abide in Him in the sacraments with regular reception of the Eucharist and confession. We need Him. We need both of them. We do those things, we abide in the Lord, we bear much fruit. That's the good news. Unfortunately, there's a little challenging news here in this gospel as well. As Jesus says, the Heavenly Father is going to prune every vine that bears fruit to make it bear even more fruit. So I spoke once with a vineyard owner about what that line meant. Tell me, what does it mean to prune your vine so that it bears more fruit? And here's what he told me. He said, pruning is the most important thing I do all year long for my grapevine, because I want all the sap of the taproot to go into producing robust and fruitful grapes. I don't want one vine in my vineyard that's not producing grapes. So what I do is I prune it. I go along and I chop every vine that's not a vine in its second year of growth, because only a vine in its second year of growth will bear grapes. None of the others will. So he goes along and he chops off every vine that's not a vine in a second year of growth. And you know, you look at the vineyard by the time he's done pruning, it looks like he's murdered his vineyard. I mean, he's chopped off 90% of the vines. And if those vines could speak, they'd cry out in pain. They'd cry out just like you and I do when God prunes our lives, taking perfectly good things away from our lives. It takes a great measure of faith and a great measure of humility to bless God as He does so, and to tell yourself that the vineyard owner knows better than the vine does. He prunes us so that we bear even more fruit here in our limited number of days. But you know what? The results that He's going to bring about, just like it was for Win Van Tuan, going to be beyond even your wildest imaginings. Because every one of us, somewhere deep down in our hearts, we always ask this question. We always say, you know, does my little life make any difference? We might not say that out loud. We might not say that out loud. But in the deep recesses of your thoughts and the shadowy back corners, I think the number of people that ask the question, is my little life really making any difference? I think that number hovers somewhere around 100%. It's to that doubt that our Lord speaks. Abide in me and you will bear much fruit. It's sort of like what he said on the Sermon on the Mount. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness over you. And everything else will be given you besides. Given you besides. Abide in me and you'll bear much fruit. So don't focus on whether you're making a difference. Focus rather on whether you belong to the Lord. It's like what St. Catherine of Siena once said. If you become who God created you to be, you will set the world on fire. And the very best place to begin to do that is right here. And the very best time is right now. Amen.